Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Revision Made Easy. And in today's episode, we'll be discussing the topic, the Church's teachings on the end of time. Key information. The Catholic Church teaches that no one is predestined to go to heaven or hell. Instead, the actions a person takes during their lifetime determine what happens to them after death. The Church teaches that no one knows when the end of time will happen. Catholics must therefore live their lives in the expectation that this could happen at any time, by constantly striving to do good deeds and committing themselves to God. Key terms. Church militant. People on earth who are suffering against the temptations of sin and evil. Church suffering. The souls of the faithful who are in purgatory. Church glorious. The faithful who are enjoying the happiness of heaven. All three sections are dependent on each other. We should pray for the needs of each of these parts of the church. Preparing for the end of time. The Second Vatican Council confirmed the following teachings about the end of time. 1. At the end of time, Christ will come in glory as the judge and saviour. Catholics must live on earth in this hope. 2. No one is predestined to go to heaven or hell. People have the free will to choose whether to accept God or not. 3. This means that God doesn't send people to hell. People send themselves to hell by choosing to reject God. 4. All Catholics can therefore determine what happens to them after they die through the choices they make during their lives. 5. The Church teaches that people should constantly be preparing for the end of time, as no one knows when this will happen. They should always strive to follow Jesus' teachings while they are alive. The Lumen Gentium 48 states, "Since, however, we know not the day nor the hour, on our Lord's advice we must be constantly vigilant." You can use this quote in your 5 and 12 mark questions in your exam to show that the Catholic Church teaches that Catholics should be constantly preparing for the end of time. We are constantly told to prepare for the end of time because we do not know when it will happen. We are not perfect and everyone sins, but we should always try to be perfect. Free will and hell. God wants all people to be happy and reach heaven. Because he loves us, he gives us free will. He cannot force people to accept him. To prepare for the end of time with the hope of getting into heaven, the Church teaches that Catholics should obey the following advice. Keep faith in God, as it is only through choosing to reject God that someone ends up in hell. And perform good deeds and actions that share God's love with others. The quote that shows this is the Lumen Gentium 48, which states, "The promised restoration is carried forward in the mission of the Holy Spirit, and through him continues in the church in which we learn the meaning of our terrestrial life through our faith, while we perform with hope in the future the work committed to us in this world by the Father, and thus work out for our salvation." Another teaching is, "Do not commit mortal sins. These are the most serious sins, such as murder or adultery, which totally destroy a person's relationship with God. If someone does commit a mortal sin, they should confess and be truly sorry for it." The quote that shows this is the Catechism of the Catholic Church 1037, which states, "God predestines no one to go to hell. For this, a willful turning away from God, a mortal sin, is necessary, and persistence in it until the end." Another scripture is the UCAT 123, which states, "Although the church is not perfect, it is a bit of heaven on earth." This is the end of the episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and found it useful. Please share with your friends, have fun revising, and good luck with your exams.